Good morning, guys. So, I feel like having a gab with the girls right now. I think that would really help me. So, today we're going to talk about quantifying evolution and the connectedness of everything. And have more fun because misery is not going to get us moving. Rebecca Solnit says, resistance is usually portrayed as a duty, but it can be a pleasure, an education, and a revelation. This was in Hope of the Dark by her. The problem with globalization is that it's robbing us of our ability to quantify the world. When everything has to be done so universally and cheaply and as fast as possible, there's no room for creation. So, I really think that all of the tools that we need to A, have a sustainable world, and B, have a beautiful life, we have everything we need around us. The toolkit is around us. I think in France right now, crows are. There's a crow system where they go and they pick up cigarette butts on the beach and they drop them off and then they get a little treat. And pigeons used to fly around carrying letters, right? Like, why aren't we utilizing that? Like we should have a let's train pigeons to drop flower bombs or like foster dove preservation effort because it's cunty. It's a cunty thing to do, Apologies to any parents listening to this. Apologies for me using that word so often. But I think that this word is the most powerful representation of all creation of life. It's the pleasure, the conception, and the propeller of human life. The most dangerous thing on this earth is a woman's orgasm, and men like to find things to exploit. There is a war on women, and frankly, it's one of control, fear, and honestly, people just taking it too seriously. I also think that the male loneliness epidemic, God bless y'all, can be solved with adding some cunt to your diet. Sorry, pardon my French. And to the men, I ask you, if you are being a little Nazi, a nuisance at best and a danger at worst, do you think that is attractive to cunt? If that is how you behave, then of course you have been starved of cunt. Pardon me. You're taking it too seriously. Loosen up, get to know your peers, have fun, get off these damn phones. Sorry. Suppression of cunt can look like genital mutilation, shaming, covering up, extreme religious scrutiny, Adam and Eve, because of course the first sin was a woman eating, God forbid a woman eat, and all other means of suppression. Here are some things I would describe as cunt. A streamlined pencil sharpener or a salt and pepper shaker, a good fur coat, and a ripe cherry. They elicit a mood. It's a fun one. It's flirty with life. That's why the girls love Lana. Cunt is also whiny, melancholic, rhythmic, slows down, reflects, observes, ripens up, given the ideal conditions, of course. I also just think right now the biggest losers in the world are in charge. And I personally think that being so annoying and extremist in your opinion that they must be facts about something that isn't yours is just weird. Like, you can spend your time doing better things, having fun, eating cake with your lover. But instead, they're being losers, and you can't reason with them. Also, you know what else is cunt? Luigi Mangione. Cunt. You see all the edits of him and Lana. You know what I'm talking about. Finished up Sex, Economy, Freedom, and Community by Wendell Berry. And it was a really, really interesting book. I highly recommend you read it if you've got the time. I'm just going to read you the table of contents. The first preface is The Joy of Sales Resistance. Chapter 1, Conservation and Local Economy. Chapter 2, Out of Your Car, Off Your Horse. Chapter 3, Conservation is Good Work. Chapter 4, A Bad Big Idea. Chapter 5, The Problem of Tobacco. Chapter 6, Peaceableness Towards Enemies. Chapter 7, Christianity and the Survival of Creation. And then Chapter 8, Sex, Economy, Freedom, and Community. And it was a really, really eye-opening book. Here's my takeaways. Things need to be local. You need to conserve your local economy. And when you have a bigger global economy and it is coming in and almost like penetrating the livelihood of the economy for a more industrial vision, you lose touch with your community and your livelihood gets a lot worse. This chapter, he says, a political leader may confidently say that it is our destiny to go to the moon or Mars or wherever we may go for the profit of those who will provide the transportation. We have difficulty seeing that the triumph of technological determinism is the defeat of community. But it is a fact that in both private conversation and public dialogue, the community has neither status nor standing from which to plead its own defense. The powers that be will think them guilty of ludism, sedition, and perhaps insanity. The powers that be, and the media as well, would treat such victories as anomalies, never as the work of a legitimate side in the public dialogue. The triumph of the industrial economy is the fall of community. The care of the old, the care and education of children, family life, neighborly work, the handing down of memory, the care of the earth, respect for nature and the lives of wild creatures. The most precious and most damaged is sexual love, for sexual love is the heart of community life. Sexual love is the force that in our bodily life connects us most intimately to the creation, to the fertility of the world, to farming and the care of animals. It brings us together into the dance that holds community together and joins to its plates. He ends the book with, in order to survive, a plurality of true communities would require not egalitarianism and tolerance, but knowledge, an understanding of the necessity of local differences and respect. Respect, I think, always implies imagination, the ability to see one another across our inevitable differences as living souls. And in terms of evolution and us building our way out of this shit show, I guess all of this is to say that once we know what's important to us, we can have fun building the way there and get more imaginative and take more risks. And I think there's something so embodying about that word. And I've been debating posting this because it just feels like such a statement. And I'm a bit shy and it's just awkward. But once we look past that, I think we can see that it is the way forward. So I'm gonna compile a list of cunty people doing cunty things. It'll probably be an arena channel. And I just feel like, you know, we need to document We need a document of all things cunt.
Come to think of it, that's all Arena is. That's hella awkward.
But I really do think that cuntiness as a design movement will really get us far. This is my industrial plan.
To recap, what is cunt? Cunt is life-giving, pleasurable labor. And it can be applied to any aspect of your life. It's just choosing to do things with love, with joy, like flirting with life almost. I feel like generally in the climate movement and other movements, the struggle is just purely depressing, and I think we can afford to get creative here. And get local, first of all, get local. But we have to have fun, you guys. We have to have fun, or else no one's gonna wanna do anything because everyone's immobilized. Plus, I'm so excited to see what emerging artists are doing. Like, how are we going to define this moment culturally? And what are the objects of our times? And how will we adapt, right? And how can we bring some life to it? Not just, you know, because Amazon sponsored it. No, local, life-giving labor. Pleasurable. I don't know. Sorry for yelling. I'm just very passionate. I guess this is just my way of saying, because I have struggled a lot with being immobilized. And getting some skin in the game feels good. I feel like this generation has really had it hard with the pandemic and, you know, just so much going on all of the time and these damn screens. So, like, I've been there and I think I'm suggesting cunt as a way out. Because it's not necessarily moving from depression to happiness. It's moving from depression to, that kind of feels nice. I kind of like how that looks, you know, and just have fun, you know, look around, observe, find the serendipitous moments that come your way and think of them as little miracles. You know, there is light. There is light. And I think it's beautiful that it's so dark right now because we get to light our way going forward. We get to decide how it looks, how we want to paint it. It's tender, it's fresh, the future is scary, and it's dark like the womb, right? Okay, I'm going to compile a list of cunt. I hope everyone is having a wonderful time, and I love every living, breathing thing on this planet. Oh, my cat just walked in. I'm going to hang out with her. Goodbye.